Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to Fightful, here with a name you know. You've known him as Cameron Grimes. You know him again as Trevor Lee. You're going to see him this weekend at MLW, New York City. Man, Eric Bischoff's got one shot coming up. I know he's been promoting a lot, but man, we got plenty to talk to Trevor about. How you doing, man?
Doing good, man. I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me, Sean.
We were just talking about our AFC North rivalry. Not much of a rivalry. This year, it's tragic.
I mean, you guys did put up, what, like 940 yards against us or something, like something bizarre.
I'm very excited to see Hard Knocks with the AFC North this year.
Yeah, that's going to be really fun tonight. Yeah.
But we've got MLW One Shot, Eric Bischoff hosting the show. How do you have much interaction ever with Eric Bischoff?
No, I've actually never met Eric Bischoff before, but, you know, he's definitely a very polarizing character. And, you know, he's going to be bringing a lot of eyes to, you know, what MLW is doing Thursday night, a free YouTube event. So, you know, I mean, whoever can bring the most eyes to it is going to be great. And so it'll be very interesting to meet Eric and see how that goes. But, you know, hopefully he doesn't hate me too much.
For some reason, I've escaped his wrath. He likes me okay. He's, you know, got some very, very wise input. But were you surprised when you saw his involvement in this? Obviously, you got guys like Paul Walter Hauser on the poster and stuff like that. So clearly, MLW is going all out for this one.
Yeah, definitely, because, you know, I hadn't really seen much of him in recent. And then you know, he shows up announced for MLW, and then he showed up on NXT. You know what I mean? So, like, I guess he's getting around now.
So not just MLW. I know you had appearances recently at Maple Leaf Pro, which I thought came off looking really great. I thought that it was a wonderful introduction to that program. How was that experience for you? Because a lot of people looked at it and said, well, it's like Canadian TNA.
Right. You know, and Scott D'Amore is very professional, right? Like he's a very good businessman, and he knows how to promote, and he knows how to get people in the building to watch whatever product that he is promoting. So, you know, it very much was like a Canada TNA show. You know, it was a lot of the same crew that, you know, I've worked with before. So, you know, it was cool to see a lot of those same guys, and then a lot of new talent, you know, some New Japan guys that were on the show that, you know what I mean, that I've never got to meet or work with. So it was really cool. And, you know, I really hope that Scott can get more out of that Maple Leaf, because, you know, it's always good to have more options out there.
So I know that obviously you were supposed to make your MLW debut a couple months ago. That got pushed back, unfortunately. Man, a slapper of a match scheduled against Dijak, another guy I know pretty well. Like, how did the first introduction to MLW, either be it Court Bauer, MSL, like who made that introduction?
You know, Sean, I really wish I had that answer for you, but that would be a better answer for my agent.
Okay.
So I'm not exactly sure who reached out, But I know that, yeah, that first match would have been incredible, right? Me and Donovan Dijak, what a match to like debut and really show people like what I'm capable of doing, because he's such a maniac. You know, any match that you see out of Dijak, you don't know what can happen, right? Because for a man his size, he's absolutely bizarre. And, you know, honestly, I'm kind of happy that match didn't happen. But for MLW to now give me a different debut against Mystico for the World Middleweight Championship, that shows that they have respect for me as a talent. And, you know, in the past few years, that's all I've really wanted, is to be able to show that, you know what I mean, I'm ready for whatever that situation may bring. And, you know, I think this is going to be the best opportunity to show that with Mystico, you know what I mean, one of the top talents coming out of Mexico, and even a top talent here in America. So the two styles are going to clash great, and I think it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, and Dijak ends up facing Riddle, which obviously is going to be a slapper as well. When you're facing a person like Mystico, I mean, obviously you face some incredible talent, but he is like truly one of one. Like there is nobody quite like him. How do you prepare for something like that?
For sure. And, you know, this is kind of funny, because one of the first weekends out of being released to WWE, I went to Mexico City with Joaquin Wilde with the LWO, and we did some training in Mexico City. There's actually a training school there that has a crash pad beside the, like a foam pit beside the ring.
Okay.
And there's not a lot of those. Like that's like the only one that I really know of. So we went there to go be, you know, crazy, and then also learn more of that lucha style. And then we actually also got to go check out a AAA event in Arena Mexico. And the main event of that show was Mystico. So, you know, without even knowing it, I was studying him already. And I'm, you know what I mean, I'm very cultured in all styles of professional wrestling ever since, you know what I mean, I started at 14 years old. I watched every single style. And I think that's kind of shown in my like hybrid style that I have. You know what I mean? In the past few years, I've been a kind of a ha-ha guy, but I think in this match, I'm going to show you that I'm more than that, right?
So, obviously, we talked about you coming into MLW, and you mentioned an agent. That was refreshing to hear, because I think that agents have been underutilized within the pro wrestling industry for the last couple decades, and now they're becoming more prevalent. What led to you making that decision to get representation?
Right. So, I think it's definitely something that is very cool, right? Because like you said, like, and years ago, like people would hear that and it'd kind of be like, oh, who does this guy think he is? Right.
Yes.
But I think now that the business has grown so much that, you know, it only helps, right? Because to be honest with you, like, before I really got into like the GameStop and all that stuff, like I didn't know a lot about business. So like, luckily, like getting into stocks like that kind of taught me that kind of business world. But still, when it comes down to it, I can't write a proper email. Like I can't like, yeah, you know what I mean? Use punctuation and grammar. And when I was on the indies, you know, 5 years ago, it was a totally different world. Like, you know what I mean? The payments and everything were a lot different. You know what I mean? Like as far as like top guy money compared to whatever top guy money is now, like it was all so different. So, and in WWE, you have like a schedule, right? Like they have a thing that they send you, like, you got to be here, 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 here. And you know where you're going to be. And I grew very accustomed to that. So just, you know, just being able to have that is kind of worth its money. And, you know, like, oh, I have travel issues. Will you take care of it for me? Like, you know what I mean? Like all that yes. is a part of that. So like, that's nice to have when it just comes to like, you know, I mean, taking stress off your workload and being able to just kind of focus on, it's already hard being a professional wrestler, right? So like to have someone help you, it's just going to make it everything better.
Yeah. And I mean, again, I love that. I love hearing that the talent have representation. I think it's very, very beneficial. You mentioned stocks. I think a lot of people just thought that was a gimmick on TV.
Right.
What kind of opportunities did that open up, if any? Because I mean, obviously it translated well on screen.
For sure. So like, you know what I mean? It definitely just opened up this whole new world to me because, you know, I came from a very poor family. We're, you know, struggling paycheck to paycheck. So like when I left my home after graduating high school to go become a professional wrestler, like full time, you know what I mean? I didn't have any money. I didn't have a savings account. I didn't have any of that. Right. So it was just kind of like paycheck to paycheck. So then the luxury of working for WWE is that like the paycheck comes every week. You know what I mean? There is no delay. There is no nothing. You know what I mean? It's coming every single week. So then you get to learn what to actually do with the money. So then when the stock market, you know, this was before COVID, it was doing pretty well. So I was like, well, let me get into some stuff. And then at that time, you know, COVID happened and every stock just absolutely tanked. And then it was just a matter of like, you didn't have to be really smart. You just had to have like optimism in the sense of like, well, if the world comes back to being normal, these prices, these prices are just going to go back to normal. So like, just look at something that was, you know, for instance, Dave and Buster's at the time before COVID was like $45 a share. And then when COVID happened, it dropped down to $4.50 a share. So it's like, if the world ever just comes back, that's 10x your money, right? So like, it was really that simple. And, you know, I was very fortunate.
That is exactly, sorry to interrupt. Yeah. That is exactly what I did. Like I was moving. And again, I came from very, very humble beginnings. I've been saving up my money to buy a house. Well, 2020 hits. I was not buying a house then. So I reinvested that money. Literally the only stock that I didn't, that hasn't recovered yet is a cruise line. And it's finally recovering right now. I will say that I regret selling my stock in Zoom in December of 2019. That is a big regret.
Sure. Yeah, because then COVID, that was like one of the only stocks that like really blew up, right?
Yeah. But I mean, that was the thing. I looked at things and I was like, okay, this has a 100-year history. It's not going anywhere. Like, it's going to recover. Like, people aren't going to stop utilizing this particular business or company.
For sure. And then once that all got, once that all kind of came back, then I just kind of went to the simple route of what does everybody use? You know what I mean? Like, Apple, Google, Microsoft, NVIDIA. Like, I went into these big kind of tech things and I'll just kind of have them as long-term holdings. And, you know what I mean? Having that does help my wrestling career, right? Because, you know, that gives me like a backup blanket to where I don't have to be so like, I need to get back to work. I need to, you know what I mean? I need to take whatever the easiest deal is just to kind of get my face out there. I can kind of wait for an opportunity that I feel like I deserve. And, you know what I mean? The past few years, that's all I've wanted is to work, right? So like, I don't want to go somewhere and be a sit in the back guy again, right? Like, I want to go somewhere and be featured. And if MLW is going to give me that opportunity to be featured, my very first match as a championship match on a show that they're trying to get a lot of buzz on, then, you know what I mean? I respect that. And that shows that they respect me. And that makes me excited for it.
How was that for you to go from prominently featured to rarely featured?
Yeah, you know what I mean? It definitely is hard, right? Because every person I talk to, the top wrestlers and, you know what I mean? Even people in the back liked me and told me that I was good and told me that, you know what I mean? That, you know, I had that talent to be able to showcase it. So then it was like, okay, well, if I'm being told that, then let me show that, right? So like, you know, it was frustrating. And, you know, I mean, you hear it all the time of, well, you're getting paid. Why don't you just shut up? Like, I thought that could be the case, right? When I was poor, you know what I mean? I thought that could be the case, but at the end of the day, I'm just, you know what I mean? If you want to use the word mark, right? At the end of the day, I'm the biggest mark. And like I got into this business because I loved it and I wanted to do it. I didn't want to just get paid to do it. I want to do it. And it did frustrate me.
I know one of those guys backstage that was pulling for you was a fellow by the name of Shane Helms, because I had a podcast with him, gosh, almost 8 years ago. And weekly we would talk about, he would rave about you. He was managing you at that time. And this is a guy who has quite literally done everything in wrestling: singles, tag, trios, heavyweight, cruiserweight, serious, comedy. He was an amateur wrestler. He knows MMA. So he's got a pretty good eye for talent. So I was not surprised when you blew up the way that you did hearing Shane Helms speak on you that much. What was that like working with him? And then going to WWE, where he is a producer now?
You know, it was absolutely incredible. Shane has done so much for my career. Like you said, and TNA, when I first got to work with him, that's where he, you know, started to really become a producer. That was his first shot being a producer, was in TNA at that time as well. So it was cool that, like, and like I said, at the time I was very poor, and he would get a free hotel room and he would let me stay with him because, you know, I mean, it would save all the money that we could. And then I would get to hang out with him and get to hear those stories and get to hear his knowledge. So then to be able to meet back up in WWE was so cool because he didn't stop lending that hand. You know, the last thing that I did in WWE to me that was the absolute coolest was Shane was actually, you know, Logan Paul's kind of handler.
Yes.
And so when he would go to help him, you know, Shane's not taking bumps anymore. You know, he'll talk his trash, but he ain't taking the bumps no more.
He's
right?
very good at it, though.
right,
He's
right.
very good at talking that trash.
So when he needed a guy to be that bump dummy, you know what I mean? He requested me to do that. So I got to be a part of, you know what I mean, that learning process, that producing process of watching him call those matches, those big Logan Paul matches. And, you know what I mean, the last match that I got to be a part of was the Logan Paul, Kevin Owens, Randy Orton match at WrestleMania. So to be able to sit there and like kind of like shadow and, you know what I mean, legends like that, call a match for WrestleMania, you know what I mean, the biggest show of the year. And, you know what I mean, it's incredible, right? So like that was very cool being able to sit in Gorilla while that match is going on and like hear spots that like I got to like help with, like get the reactions that we thought they would get on that stage. You know what I mean? It was very cool. So it was a very big high. And then, you know what I mean, 2 weeks later, I get the call that they're releasing me, right? So like I have, you know what I mean, a lot of energy that I want to show that I can use, right?
So one of the things that caught people's attention when you left, you got your hair cut.
Right.
I love it. It was a new look or a reinvention. What was the line of thinking there? Was it as simple as it was time for a change?
Right. Yeah. So, you know, in WWE, you have to get everything approved. And like, you know, the past year and a half or whatever, like I had been mentioning it, like talking about getting the haircut, but it was always like a ha-ha, you know what I mean? It was never like, yes, you can do it. Yeah. So then when WWE released me and now I, you know, I mean, no one's telling me what to do. I was like, you know, I had my little Britney moment, you know, it was like, let's do it. Let's change it up. And, you know, then I realized now that, you know, I mean, we do the meet and greets and I run into a lot of people. You know, they say, "Yo, you look so great now." And it's like, how many times can I hear that before I'm like, man, I must've looked really bad before. Right. And you know, it's hard because, you know, I do have people that come up and they're like, "Hey, it's Cameron Grimes here." And it's like, "Hey, nice to meet you, brother." Because, you know what I mean? It is so much different than how the character
yes.
looked. But, you know, I had always tried to look like that, to look older, because, you know, I'd started so young, like, when Shane was talking about me then, I was, you know what I mean, 21 years old.
Oh, I was shocked to find out how young you were. I couldn't
right.
believe it when he told
so
me.
So I was trying to look as old as possible because...
Running an online business is hard enough without the stress and time consumption of managing hosting. Whether managing one WordPress site or dozens, Kinsta's managed solutions offer speed, enterprise-grade security, and an intuitive dashboard. With 24/7, 365 human-only expert support, get peace of mind that your sites stay online, secure, and performing their best. Start today and get your first month free with migrations handled for you. Learn more at kinsta.com/podcast. That's kinsta.com/podcast.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Because I wanted to, you know, I mean, look like a man and be seen as a man and not as a boy. And now that I'm getting to the age, 31, I want to be seen as a kid again. You know what I mean? I don't want to look as old and haggard as I did. And, so I do like it. I do like it. And, it's going to take some time for, the fans to kind of see that again, because, WWE has such a big outreach. You know what I mean? I'm doing indie shows now with a few hundred to 1,000 people. That's a lot different than, 700 to 1.3 million a week, right? So, it does take a time for them to catch back up with the new look. But I think a lot of people do like it as well.
So I will remember this vividly. You had a match, and one of my catch wrestling coaches watched it and said, "Let's go train, man." And it was a 70-plus minute match. And I remember you had, maybe a couple weeks before that. It was, a 5 or 6 way that went that long. And then it's, no, one-on-one, 70-plus minutes. The next level conditioning that's got to take to do something like that. Knowing that you're going to go that long, how do you physically and mentally prepare yourself for a situation like that? Because, that was such an a thing. I remember it was being talked about on Twitter and everything. It was a big moment.
Yeah, so I was very fortunate that with CWF Mid-Atlantic in Burlington, North Carolina, that I had a home that believed in me and trusted in me to just be able to try whatever I wanted to try, right? And we had something very special there with that Mid-Atlantic style. We had fans that were there every single week. We ran 2 times a month, and we had the same fans there every single time. And, that really makes it easy when they can follow that story and they can get emotionally attached to it. So we had so much story coming into those matches that we really just got to take the time and feed off of those emotions throughout that whole time. And, a lot of those guys were my training partners every single day. I was training every single day at CWF Mid-Atlantic. So it was nothing for us to be in there and wrestle for an hour with no fans, right? So then to have the fans there and to be able to have the reactions off of it and to, get the most out of all those reactions, man, it was just so beautiful. And at the time too, I was wrestling for PWG. So with that, I was able to travel the world and I was able to see all these different styles. I was able to see these wrestlers like Zack Sabre Jr. live and to be able to watch them and how they did these things and then be able to bring it back to that town and then try it myself. So it was just so much fun, man. And I think the match was an hour and 40 minutes was the longest one we ever did.
Oh, my God.
With Roy Wilkins. And it was a lot of fun. And it's all free on YouTube, so you can go check it out if anybody has any interest in that. But, it definitely is like a movie length. So I understand if you don't want to watch it. But it's one of my best pieces of work. And it was before I even got to learn under the best in the world, right? So, imagine how much better it could be now.
So I remember specifically the one with Kane Justice was sort of like your farewell to the indies. Right. And then you go and you're working over the next couple months, and it'd be like a mixed bag, because I remember getting the live event results. Sometimes it'd be Rick Boogs, who was kind of starting off. But now you look back and it's he was working with Steve Macklin and Swerve Strickland and Kushida and Damian Priest and all these people that – ascend to the top of wrestling, and you have shown already you can keep up with anybody in the ring. That's not an issue. What was it like going into that environment with some of those guys who were right up there with you after all this time on the indies and working these 70 minute matches?
Right. It was awesome because a lot of those guys were guys that I had kind of been on the same shows with. Some of those guys were on those PWG shows and stuff like that. But, Kushida, I always looked up to Kushida. I never got to work with him. He was always in New Japan. And unfortunately, I never, got to make it over there. But Damian Priest, I never got to cross paths with him because he was always in Ring of Honor. So it was cool to be able to, have these matchups. And then even I got to work, Finn Balor and, a little bit of the later bit of NXT with, the COVID era and stuff. And he was one of my biggest role models as well. So it was very cool. And it was still felt normal to me because those coconut loop shows is what they called them, where, you go to the different town, you set the ring up and you do the match. That was very independent style wrestling to me. So it was very comforting in the sense of it wasn't intimidating already, right? Because when you think of like WWE and you think of like, okay, well, your first match is going to be coming out the curtain at Raw, right? With like 17,000 people. That's intimidating, right? You're like, I don't know if I'm ready for that, right? But if you could come into it and you're already under that WWE umbrella, and everyone that's coming to those small shows know these are WWE talent, it's a lot easier and it's not as intimidating. So it was so much fun. And Rick Boogs, man, I don't know if anybody's following up on him, but Eric Bugenhagen on YouTube, he's absolutely insane. He's like a rhinoceros right now. I became great friends with him. And you know, he was a real like D1 shooter college athlete. Yep. So like, it was so cool that like all those guys, even if they didn't really know wrestling, they were top tier athletes and whatever it is they did. So like, it was fun to just be able to hang out with them and just like be cool dudes. Right.
How were the NXT combines they did? I was always like, it's in my line of work. I'm trying to get scoops and stuff, but the stuff I was interested in, I was like, what was this person's 40? What was their vertical?
Right,
like, I was
right,
trying to get
right.
the leaderboards and stuff that they'd put up.
It was a lot of fun because, you know what I mean? I'm very fitness influenced. So like, I love doing those workouts and just like that, where like, I wanted to see, like, for instance, like Claudio Castagnoli would release like a long time ago, would release these like crazy workouts of him doing like one armed, like cleaning presses and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I remember seeing that stuff and being like, oh, that's so cool. Let me go to the gym and try that. Or like, John Morrison at one point had like a men's fitness. He was like an article in the magazine, right? And he had like this crazy workout, and I went and tried it and I could not complete it at all. But like, I wanted to know what the guys that were at the top were doing. So like, that always interests me. So when we got those compounds, like, I wanted to try hard, but then it's hard when you're competing against Montez Ford or, you know, what I mean? Like, you're like, you're competing against these guys that are just like so unreal athletes that are the true 1%. And like, I'm a good athlete, but I'm just like a wrestling fan at the end of the day. Like, these are true athletes. So like, you know what I mean? Your Braun Breakers, your Trick Williams, you know what I mean? Like, the guys that are just like absolutely bizarre. Like, it was so cool to be able to watch them do it and just be like, wow, I can never do that. But at least I know you won't beat me up. You can be my friend.
One more about the PC. I am a $1 million belt geek, as you can
see.
There
we go.
That was an engagement gift from my wife, who just knew how much I loved it. I had the $1 million man wrestling buddy as a kid and beat the tar out of it. When you're told, okay, we're bringing back the $1 million belt and it's going to continue its lineage with you, you're going to do a feud. Like, what goes through your mind? Because that's something they've done it a couple times. You know, they did it with Steve Austin. They did it with Ted DiBiase Jr. back in the day in Goldust. But like, this is, you know, a piece of wrestling history.
Right. It was incredible because, you know, I was born in the 90s, so I didn't get to see that, right? Like, I grew up on like the Hardy Boys. So I never thought, or that was never a goal that I picked for myself. Like, I want to bring this title back. but like, when coming up with that Cameron Grimes character, I always just thought like, man, wouldn't it be funny? Because, you know, I mean, I was the Carolina Caveman, right? So like, wouldn't it be funny if I just made a complete different switch and now I'm just like this like Scrooge character where like I'm just like all of a sudden just super rich. Like, I just think it would be funny. And then when we started to do that, they had mentioned like, well, you know, I mean, this character's kind of working. Let's bring in Ted and just as like a cameo for one of the promos. But then we had the luxury with like the resources in WWE to do whatever we wanted with the craziest vignettes. So then once they got to see that, they were like, okay, well, let's get a few more weeks out of this, right? And I don't think they ever thought, too, that they were going to bring back the $1 million title. And then it started to work. And then they were like, let's give it a shot. You know, and for LA Knight, he's a little older than I am. So, like, it was super nostalgic for him because, like, he got to see that whole thing come up and, like, really watch the whole $1 million title run. So it was really cool seeing him kind of like fanboy out over it and like want to do a lot of fun stuff with it. But yeah, we had so much fun with that thing, man.
It was great. Loved seeing that back in the fold. My first exposure to you was, man, PWG highlight videos. Man, nothing got me more pumped than when one of those would drop. And I mean, granted, the DVD would drop like 3 months later,
right?
But I would see the Barbarian Overlords music video over top of it. And God, I missed those. You had such an important part of that. I mean, gosh, I think you wrestled almost 50 matches in PWG. as like a North Carolina boy being brought out to California for all those shows. What's that like? And I mean, it was,
yeah,
it was something special. I feel like nothing truly has replicated it.
Yeah, it was so cool, man. So at the time in North Carolina, guys that were coming up, we had Cedric Alexander, Caleb Conley, Adam Page, myself, Andrew Everett, all coming up in North Carolina at that same time. And we were all fighting to be like the best talents coming out of North Carolina. You know, and some of those guys, you know, Adam and Cedric and Drew started working for Ring of Honor. But Ring of Honor would never really give me the chance. I looked a little too young. You know what I mean? Like I just didn't really have it, to be honest, at that time. I had all the talent, but I just didn't have like whatever the character was. Right. So Ring of Honor never really gave me an opportunity. But very fortunate, I worked Cedric Alexander in Charlotte, and Kevin Steen was on the show, and he watched that match and he told me after the match, he said, "I think that you would be very good in PWG." And me, the super fanboy at the time who knows all of that, you know what I mean? That was what I wanted. I wanted to be in PWG because that's where the absolute best were. Like, there wasn't a single match on the show that was bad. Every talent was the best of the best. So when he said that to me, I was like, "Oh yeah, yes, please." But then I never heard anything from it again. And then like a year had passed, and I get a message from Cedric Alexander, and he's like, "Hey man, I need your email." And at the time, no one's asking for my email. So I'm like, okay, here, but I don't know what it's for. And then he's like, this is like a Wednesday. And he's like, "Oh, I think we're going to be booked for PWG this weekend." And
I'm just like, "Oh my gosh."
I'm just like, "What? Like, what do you mean? Like, what? Like, Pro Wrestling Guerrilla?" Like, I had to make sure it was the right PWG and not,
yeah,
like, not like Piedmont Wrestling Group in North Carolina or something. And then, and sure enough, I get flight info, and he's like, "Don't say anything about this. This is their mystery show. Like, they don't announce any of the matches."
Phenomenal concept, by the way. Right.
And it's going to be me, Cedric, and Andrew in this triple threat match to start the show. And Cedric and Andrew had already had a little bit of buzz behind them, and like I said, had worked for Ring of Honor, but no one knew who I was at all. And one of the coolest moments was coming out for that first PWG match and getting the "Who are you?" because the PWG crowd was ruthless. If the, you know what I mean, if you weren't going to be good, they were ruthless. But during that match, there was an earthquake, and no one knew it because the crowd was so hot. And like, that's one of the coolest things that I can remember from that, just being like so taken away by how hot we got the crowd off that first match. And from that moment on, my life completely changed. And like, I remember, yeah, that highlight video. Like, I remember going to my frozen yogurt shop that I worked at the time and showing my boss that highlight video and being like, "This is what I did." And like, he's seeing like the people like on their feet, like going crazy. And that it was right at that time that I stopped caring about that job.
And I mean, then they brought, I mean, I remember that because right after that, they brought you back and you worked the Bucks and Kevin, and then it was Kevin.
Right. They brought us right into the mix. And yeah, and then I got Kevin's last match before he went to WWE. And then that's really what solidified me as a PWG talent. And then like, you know, I mean, I felt like I was a homegrown PWG guy from 5,000 miles away, right, in North Carolina.
It's incredible. Well, they can also see you. All these wonderful people can see you on December 5th against Mystico, absolutely free on YouTube. I love that MLW is doing this. It is going to be quite the showcase that they've got going on there. Of course, you bring in Eric Bischoff, you're going to get a lot of people interested in that as well. But MLW One Shot, they always bring in incredible talent. They're always looking to do stuff that surprises people. I just think that's wonderful. I mean, you got Ultimo Guerrero against Kojima, Magnus against Titan. You have I love the new CW Anderson with Brock Anderson team. I think that is a phenomenal thing that they're doing there. But Trevor Lee, I want to thank you so much for taking the time. I've got a soft spot for North Carolina. It's like the sister to Kentucky. Every time I go there, it feels like home. I was there this weekend for WrestleCade, actually, and just love that wonderful state. The Baltimore Ravens, not so much.
Yeah, unfortunate for you.
Well, until next time, my friends, check out MLW One Shot this Thursday on YouTube. We're out. There's no sponsor that I use more while I'm awake than NordVPN.com/Fightful. Man, this is like the Swiss Army knife, the multi-tool of applications. It does a little bit of everything. You always get a great deal at NordVPN.com/Fightful. You can listen to your favorites abroad. You can shield your data from snoops and criminals, protect yourself on public Wi-Fi, and it works on all your devices and operating systems. It doesn't end there. Change your virtual location and then get pay-per-views at a much more affordable price, TV services at a much more affordable price. You got a password manager, a file encryption tool, threat protections, and on top of that, 24/7 tech support. So if for some reason you don't know exactly how it works, NordVPN.com/Fightful will help you learn how to do it. Check it out, NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.